Republican presidential primary. Anybody vote yesterday?
Sure. Yep.
Did you? No?
I'm good.
Didn't make it.
Doesn't care which
one.
Didn't
need it. He sure did.
Romness.
Yeah, he won. He won, but not by much.
Yeah, he just barely squeaked it.
Big debate today is home state versus native state. Durandy kept calling Michigan his home state. I think the home state's where you live, isn't it?
That's what I would call it.
Home is where you hang your hat, isn't it? Where your stuff is.
Home is where the heart is. That's
home is
what they
where
say.
The heart is.
I don't think he has a heart.
He kept calling Michigan his home state. Well, he was born here. He would make it his native state, but he didn't live here, so.
I agree.
I don't know. Maybe it's me. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking. Maybe I'm missing the point. I don't know. That's over.
There's a lot in politics that I missed the point on.
I don't know. See, I don't get it. I try to dig it deeper. Okay, I know I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed here. I'm probably missing something. I'm missing.
At least not on that point.
Pardon? He criticizes the president for wanting everybody to go to college. I don't know. It's not that everybody's going, that's fine. You want to be steered, that's fine too. Anyway, welcome to Wednesday. Welcome to
Leap Day.
Week 13.
You sound so excited.
I'm trying to contain myself because if I peak too early, then it's like, yeah, I gotta be here till 5. You know, I gotta pace, especially my age. You gotta pace yourself. You'll get there at some point. You'll know what I'm talking about. Week 13, Wednesday, the worst cliche in the world, Hump Day. And with the weather, I heard it called Lump Day today.
That's right, Lump Day.
Just a Lump Day. Anybody have a problem driving? Everybody all right?
Yeah.
No? Fine. My driveway was the worst part. I'm trying to get from the house to the driveway. I'm killing myself. Anyway, welcome to week 13, where we'll celebrate the middle part of the marking period again with a fabulously prepared just for you. Yeah, midterm exam. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Nothing but the best for you.
Take
10, sorry?
No.
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 Is it after 8:30?
No.
Really? Yeah. Am I talking to you?
No.
Right. Excuse me. Wait a minute. Is it after 8:30? Yes or no? Yeah, it is. So if it's after 8:30, what do you need to do? Well, come on and sit down. No. Just come sit. Just sit. Rules haven't changed. If it's after 8:30, you get a late slip. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. If I'm taking attendance or taking a nap, it doesn't make any difference.
Well,
as far as I'm concerned, you made it.
My hair's falling out, so. The way it is. Welcome back. On the agenda today, ladies and gentlemen, of course, as always, I wouldn't disappoint you. Wouldn't even think about disappointing you. Wouldn't even cross my mind. A lot of things do, but that's not one of them. We're going to start with the educational appetizer, the shrimp cocktail of Wednesday mornings, the current events quiz, prepared especially for you. Also, we get back the E. coli stories, and you have wraparounds for me today, right?
Correct.
We're going over those a little bit.
Sure.
We're going to have some of you read them today, and that's not unusual. We've been doing that for weeks. The difference today is I'm going to need some volunteers to be the actuality, to be Thomas Reynolds.
That's going to
be pretty intense.
Do I get part of the money?
It's almost like the real thing. And then the second half of class today, if you're wondering about the midterm exam, and I would be if I were you, it's 10 o'clock today right here in Classroom 2, where you're invited to stick around and come back for that. Big news story today is not actually the Michigan Republican primary that was held yesterday. It's the fact that Michigan State blew a chance to win the Big Ten title by going to to Bloomington and
getting their bucks. Right. Wait, who?
Wedding
you
diapers.
Know, we could, all of us could go down there and we could get 55 points, couldn't we? I mean, you know what I mean?
That's me. I'm my mellow.
If all of us went down there and just rotated in and out, we could probably get 55. You think? Yeah, no, we could go down there and lose, but
geez. All right, move on.
Now, the problem with that is now Michigan could win it if they beat Ohio State, then Michigan gets it. Another member of the, former member of the Kilpatrick administration has been indicted on several federal charges.
Oh, what a shock.
Yeah, he was the, his name escapes me at the moment, but he's the treasurer.
Mm-hmm.
accused of taking bribes and kickbacks in order to... okay, contracts and.
Guess it don't pay to be named Kwame these days.
What else is going on?
There's a guy down in that doctor down in Texas that just got nailed for $376 million in Medicaid fraud. $376 million in Medicaid fraud.
Yep. Doctor down in Texas, almost $400 million in Medicaid fraud. You wonder why. That's just one doctor. You can imagine. He's probably not the only one doing that. You wonder what the problem is.
There's that shooting in Ohio.
The shooting in Ohio. And, mm-hmm.
and the two girls.
Chadden? Is it Chadden, Ohio, though? Is Chardon? Chadden. Chardon. Chardon, Ohio? Chardon. Yeah, the, what do you say about that? I don't know.
That's messed
up. What happened here?
I don't know what happened.
You been watching the news? Been on the news for 3 days, right? No, we're making it.
Crazy.
At
school?
Yeah.
First.
You didn't even go to that school.
Yeah, you didn't go to that school.
That's whack.
That's whack. You can't go. How do you watch the Academy Awards Sunday night? Nobody did?
What's the artist?
Really?
It was a little bit of
it was more than that? God, it used to be such a thing, you know, I mean, you just did it, you just watched it, I mean, you know, at one time, and now it's like...
What was it? I heard one of the interviewers or one of the commentators said that the first Academy Awards was hosted by Douglas Fairbanks Jr. The tickets cost $5 and it ran for 50 minutes. That was it.
That was it. I know, yeah. It was very short. They didn't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
That was hours and hours long.
Did you watch the
people? No, and it's a... I don't know. Is this a change? I used to. You had to. If you're on the radio and you're going to talk about it the next day, I mean, the Associated Press would run down the winners. You'd find out who won who lost. If it didn't have any sense of how the show went, you had to watch it. Mm-hmm. There was no other way to get it. Well, now you don't have to do that necessarily. I can come in the next day and it'll pop on YouTube and I can catch all the, you know, highlights. So now I didn't. I was waiting for the running of the Daytona 500, the other major news story.
The blowing up of the car.
The blowing up of the car.
Hey, should we play that?
Did you look up on that? What happens when you hit a jet engine at 180 miles an hour? It goes boom. And lucky nobody was hurt. You know, the interesting thing about that is that the driver of that and the whole piece of equipment, the truck and the jet, you know what the jet dragon we're talking about?
Yeah.
It's an old surplus helicopter turbine jet engine. They mount on a trailer and they focus the thrust down on the track so they can drive the track, right? It carries like 200 gallons of kerosene, and but they're all from Michigan. Now the driver and the equipment's from Michigan International Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
You take them down here. Yeah, that was fun. Lucky nobody got hurt on that one. That was fun. So anyway,
yes.
What else is going on? Mitt Romney at the Royal Music Theater. Did you go to check it out?
No.
Nobody went to see Mitt at the Royal Oak?
Kid
Live
Rock
on stage?
Yeah, with Kid Rock.
Kid Rock showed up and did a song. Kid had Mitt to his house.
Mm.
Good to be Kid, I guess. I don't know. Kid Rock and Mitt Romney.
Well, it's like Kid Rock and the DSO.
It's like Kid Rock and John Daly.
It's like Kid Rock and...
Kid Rock and about anybody. No, Bob's on.
Who, Kid Rock?
Yeah. So we'll do the current events quiz. What's happening about the school? Red Wings won last night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, after what?
After well, you know that streak thing is going to end. How many games they win in a row?
23
in a row.
That was 23 at home.
At home. Yeah. You knew that was going to end at some point. They lost Datsyuk for a while, so that you know, screwed things up a little bit.
Yeah.
They won last night.
The Datsyukian double deeker.
The Tatsuki and double deeker of oops.
Yeah.
I do this and people fall over it. Anyway. So what movie did win the best picture Oscar?
The Artist.
Has anybody seen that?
That was the worst movie ever.
Worst movie ever? No, it's the best movie.
Did you hear any script for the movie?
No, because there was none.
Right. I'm interested to see what they did with the silent movie genre.
It was the first silent movie to win the Best Picture Oscar since Wings back in 1923.
Something, yeah.
And that's because they developed sounds. Anyway. All right, so we'll do this, then we'll do that.
And do something else.
Can we go over this?
Absolutely.
Yep. Can't wait.
And not by much.
Number one. Obviously, yesterday, two Republican presidential primaries were held. One was here in Michigan. The other was in Arizona. Is correct. Arizona. Who won that one?
Arizona.
Romney.
Romney.
Yeah. Romney.
I'm sorry.
But Arizona did.
Herman Cain.
Yeah. 999.
He was on the ballot. The magazine Consumer Reports annual survey of the best cars, two U.S. vehicles made the top 10. The Chevy Avalanche was the best pickup, and the Mustang, best sporty car.
Trash.
What?
I just hate Mustangs.
Why do you think we care?
Maybe the Mustangs hate you.
Maybe the Mustangs hate you, right?
Cool. I don't like them either.
Have you ever driven a Mustang, right?
Yeah, actually, that's why I hate them.
Why do you hate them? Hate is such a strong
word. Have you ever driven a new Mustang?
Yeah.
With the key? Or with
anyway, the I'm sorry. I digress. Anyway, Mustang was voted best 40 car, but this company's car was in the top spot. Toyota, Honda, General Motors, and Chrysler.
Toyota,
yeah. The Camry. Number three.
I read the question.
The death toll rose to three Tuesday in a shooting rampage in an Ohio high school cafeteria in the town of Chardon, Toledo, Defiance, or Napoleon?
Chardon,
yes. Number four, Israeli officials say they won't warn the U.S. if they decide to A, launch a strike against Al-Qaeda strongholds, B, join the Arab League, C, start independent talks with Egypt, or D, launch a strike against Iranian nuclear facilities.
D
is correct, launch a strike against Iranian nuclear facilities. We're not going to tell you. Number five, Monday night, Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney held a rally at the Royal Oak Music Theater. And it featured Bob Seger, Charles Pugh, Kid Rock, or Detroit Mayor Dave Bing.
Kid Rock.
Number six. Although any government forces put the number much higher, some 5,400 people have lost their lives since March in the violent confrontations between those forces and the government of Trinidad, Syria, Lebanon, or Baghdad?
Syria.
Number seven. I'm thankful we don't live in Syria. Number seven. There was a fiery crash at Monday night's running of the Daytona 500. His driver Juan Pablo Montoya, I don't know, man, something broke in my car, veered suddenly into Dale Earnhardt Jr., the wall, the infield, or a jet dryer?
A jet dryer.
I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, she go crazy.
Yeah.
It's Montoya. Yeah, he's doing it.
He killed my
car. He was cruising. He was trying to catch up to the field. So he was like, he was booking around.
But it was cheap. He wasn't driving that
fast.
He could drive that fast to catch back up to
want to caution?
Yeah, he came out of the fence, he was trying to catch back up, so yeah, he was probably pitching pretty good. The Michigan State men's basketball team, we don't even have to talk about it.
No, let's talk about it.
Tom Green beat is over the
Go Blues! Get your own class and talk about it, okay? I'll decide what we talk about.
Put it on the class.
So close, but yet so far away.
Anyway, Indiana, whatever.
Yeah.
Number 9. Why was the Daytona 500 held on Monday night? Your choices were NASCAR is trying something new, B, the fans voted and chose Monday, C, the Florida legislature outlawed motorsports on Sundays, and D, it rained all day Sunday.
Rained all day.
D, it rained all day Sunday. Is anybody out there like a NASCAR fan, like a racing fan? Do you like watching? Nobody is. I'm the only geek in the place.
I want to go, man. NASCAR's awesome.
I like the
races on brand.
Really? So clear the schedule.
I'm a
race. Well, I can't tell you. There's certain races I think. This seems to be much more of a fanatic, and I'm just not anymore. That one I like.
Of course.
And then they got back to the pack. I think the dealers are junior approach. I think they should take the place off. If you don't want to go that fast, then don't go that fast. But if I want to, I do that. Get out of the way. Number 10. Jean Desjardins. Won the Best Actor Sunday for his work in the film The Artist. He is also the first A, French actor to win, B, Italian actor to win, blind actor to win, or the first amateur actor to win. He's the first French actor to win.
Yeah, think.
Several French women have won Best Actors for these films. He loves our
country.
He's fabulous.
It's like the worst movie ever.
The worst movie ever. The extra credit question, again, does not count against you if you miss a discount for you if you get it correct. Kid Rock's May 12th benefit concert for and with this group will use a paperless ticket system. The group would be the Doobie Brothers, Bob Seger, who wasn't the group last time, the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, or the Cleveland Philharmonic? Detroit Symphony Orchestra. E. coli stories, generally speaking, we're not going to spend a lot of time on those. I want to spend more time on the wraparound. But a lot of Oreo cookies, everybody know what an Oreo cookie is?
Kids.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. A lot of those. And again, it doesn't make the story horrible necessarily, but what I'm trying to get across is you got to keep related things together. A lot of you separated the E. coli warning and the lead and the items, specific items that are affected with 20 states receiving shipments, and they pull the stuff off the shelves and all the stuff that I think we talked about. It doesn't need to go there, or it can go in the story, but not necessarily there. It kind of breaks it up a little bit. You have a midterm exam today, right?
No.
The two major things you need to avoid doing, again, it's like last working period, but I'm going to go over it again. Writing a lead in the past tense or being inaccurate. Yeah, writing numbers correctly, that's important. All that other stuff's important, too. But those are the two biggies. Half your points go away. Half of your points go away. Either one of those things is done. You got 50 points to start with, 25 go away. Wow. Yeah. The other stuff is important, too. Probably the next in order would be the attribution's got to be in the right place, got to paraphrase quotes correctly. First reference rule. And then everything else follows. One story had them pulling 55 million pounds of beef off the shelves, which is even more than 5.3. Actually, it's not bad. Dates, again, not a big deal. I mean, you know, about writing dates out, but it does follow the number rule. If it's July 1st, it should be spelled out. If it's July 21st, it should be a number. Again, it's not it's crazy about that. Much more about the other things. Even the Oreo thing didn't necessarily. It kind of depends. Again, so much of this just depends on how it's written. A couple stories didn't tell me at risk for what. Metro Detroit Kroger shoppers beware. You might want to check the dates on your favorite beef products because you may be at risk. You gotta tell me what I'm at risk for. You had to mention both products. It had to be the meat counter stuff, which we talked about, is the stuff they dish out and then weigh, and plus the prepackaged. You had to mention both. You had to mention both sets of dates for those. It doesn't make a difference. A lot of these are really good. I think there's a couple I needed to retype for me. Too many
curly cues.
I just don't wanna misinterpret. Oh yeah. Titles? Yes, no.
No.
Don't put a title in front. Don't put something above your story saying things like cases of E. coli B from Metro Detroit or whatever. I don't know what to do with that. I don't know. Is that a lead? Is it a title? Is it just a reminder for you? I don't know. Please don't do that anymore. I guess that's it. Again, it's not bad. CME's in here. Oh, yeah. What should be in the lead if at all possible? In other words, what's missing from this lead? How safe is the beef in your refrigerator?
Local.
Why should it be local label? Why the heck am I all about that?
Makes people interested.
What?
It makes people interested.
Yes. It makes people, wherever you're working, interested in that story because it affects them, and people will be most interested in a story that affects them in some way or could affect them in some way. Not that how safe is the beef in your refrigerator a bad lead necessarily, but I wanted a local angle to it, so please make sure that happens in today's midterm examination. Another one I just want to talk about, tainted, I missed that. BEFF, sorry. Tainted Beth. You're reading this stuff out loud? I mean, are you spell checking? No, Bob, I'm not reading it out loud. I'm not spell checking. I know for 14 weeks or whatever, but just
Beth.
Just going on and on and on about it. It's like, you don't know what you're talking about, Palmateer. I don't need to. Tainted beef from Metro Detroit Kroger's may have been given to you and the people around you.
Once a month.
No, nobody gave anybody anything. You had to buy it. That's even worse. You had to pay for this stuff.
Fantastic E. coli.
But nobody gave me a lead. I always get one. You guys did a really good job of this. You avoided it. Be on the lookout for E. coli. You know, like, what does that look like exactly? There it is. Okay. Any questions about any of this stuff, please let me know, okay? Okay. Wraparound story. You have fun with that, kids?
Oh, yes.
Yes, I know you did. I know you did. You're reticent to say so, but I know you did.
So I get extra points for typing the
book. Okay, I need somebody to read the wraparound. I need somebody to be Thomas Reynolds. Now, listen, this whole Thomas Reynolds thing, you know, I'm not interested in hearing somebody read it. Anybody can read it. You can stop somebody on an evergreen and kind of read this. And they can do it. I need someone to try and put some life to it. Put some life to it.
To try and tap into
the very being, the essence, the
soul.
Yes. Did we say that? Yes, we said. Of some guy who just went from being a University of Michigan English professor to having $47 million.
To play around with.
Okay. Who would like to read the story? Minnie Meeker, we'll read the story. I need someone to be. And it's open to men and women. Boys and girls both play here. Thomas, I'm sure, has a feminine side. We can talk about that.
I need a Thomas. Crystal will set the standard by which all others must follow. Thought of which making people leave the room is gross. I would take that personally. It happens to me all the time. But I'm over it.
Is she going to read my actuality or not?
Everybody else is saying.
So only one actuality.
Won't read her.
It's only one actuality.
Only actuality.
She's going to read. She's going to read the actual. The actuality.
Put it in our own words. Didn't you say put it in our own words?
You're going to do that. She's going to be the recorded voice of the newspaper.
Okay.
She's going to be Thomas Riddle. Yes, you need to paraphrase the actuality. She's going to do it. So when you get to that point, you'll need to let Crystal know this is where you need to start. Okay? You ready, Crystal?
Yes.
Focused?
Yes.
Focused. Here we go, nice and loud.
A Ypsilanti resident will collect over $40 million in lottery winnings. University of Michigan professor Thomas Reynolds won the Mega Millions lotto drawing after only spending $5 on tickets. Reynolds says winning...
This is a dream come true. Now my family can pursue our dreams and help out generations of our family down the road. We are all very happy.
Reynolds says he will no longer work as a professor, but he and his family will remain in Michigan. The family will be going to Hawaii for a vacation in 2 weeks.
Well,
just because you said not to assume anything, I don't want to get marked down.
47. That's a very good point.
47 million.
I usually let that point slide. I mean, it is. You should never assume anything, but I think that the assumption can be made that it would be with his family.
47 million.
Again, I think that there's probably an intern in the English department somewhere.
He'll be going with Thomas to Hawaii for 2 weeks.
The lovely Anne will wonder.
Where's Thomas?
But that's just my speculation. Again. Said it's actually going to happen.
Is that a peek into the mind of Bob Paul Mateer?
No. I've just, you know, after years of working around the news and writing the news, there's got to be more to it. It's like the Kilpatrick administration. It just keeps unraveling and unraveling and unraveling.
Yeah, wow.
It's much more complicated. All right, so what? Yep.
I just got a question. It's kind of about it, but it's really not. Like, say, if he, like, when he won a lotto, what if he get a divorce, is she entitled to, like, half that money?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Before he cash the check, though. Before he claim his winning, she ain't entitled, is she?
I got a year before I started it. You take my instructor hat off and put on my attorney hat, okay? I have no idea. But yeah, I would think if it's in most divorce proceedings, unless there's some other thing, yeah, you usually. Here's the pile, and here's half, unless you make some other arrangement. Yeah.
I'm looking at my ticket, looking at her, telling her she got to go. 47 of them.
Ladies, make a note. Okay, back to your story here. Lead again, please.
A Ypsilanti resident.
No, please.
Ypsilanti.
IP, not YP.
A Ypsilanti resident will collect over $40 million in lottery winnings.
Okay. Nice local angle, I like it. Yep, no name, that's good. We'll collect, yep.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yep.
University of Michigan professor Thomas Reynolds.
Stop, that amplifies what? It tells us more about the Ypsilanti resident, right? Who is that, right? All right, again from the beginning, please.
So I shouldn't say that?
Oh, you should. That's fine.
University of Michigan professor Thomas Reynolds won the Mega Millions lotto after only spending $5 on tickets. Reynolds says winning. That's
where we have a problem. He didn't paraphrase the actuality.
I thought you said that we say that and then go into our actuality and what he actually says. Because I thought an actuality was what he actually says, and then Reynolds says would be what I say as the interviewer.
Right. Yeah, but what you thought I said isn't what I wanted you to say. Oh my gosh. See, the problem with doing what you did, and you will hear it done that way, and I think a lot of the reason is that there is a greater comfort zone and comfort level with computers. That if you're going to hit the button, it's going to play more often than not. But it doesn't take care of the other problem, and that is, hey, if it doesn't play, if that actuality doesn't play, if Crystal isn't there to be Tom Reynolds, what do? You're on the air doing this story, and you read that third sentence, you go, Thomas says winning, and you're pushing the play button, and nothing's happening. Or you're clicking them out, and nothing's happening. What do? You're on the air. Tick, tick, tick. What do? Tick, tick. Well, no, write what? What do? Tick. Tick, dead air, dead air, dead air. Alarms going off, dead air, Lights are lighting up, the PD's on, News director going, what's going on, What are you doing? See what I mean? Thomas, Reynolds, no, you can't use Thomas. Reynolds says winning. Well, winning.
Set his family up.
Is like.
A box of chocolates.
Box of chocolates. You know, winning will make sure that his family is well taken care of. The advantage of doing that is that then if the actuality does not play, you've got a complete sentence anyway. Reynolds says winning the lottery will take care of his family, eight ways from Sunday. If it doesn't play, then you just go on and read your fourth set. See what I mean?
So I should just make that a full-time?
Yes. Reynolds says winning.
Something.
And then paraphrase what he says it is. He says it's a dream come true. You can't use dream come true because that would be redundant. But you got to tell me something in it. Okay? The rest of your story sounds pretty good. You got to work in that paraphrase. That's what I think.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
What? Yes.
I know OC stands for OutQ, but what's SOQ?
Standard OutQ. Wow.
Super OutQ.
Super duper OutQ.
Smart.
The standard OutQ is the end of the report. Again, reporters for the same organization will end stories the same way. Normally, TV radio doesn't make any difference. Reporting live from the Specs Howard School, I'm Brooklyn Sherman for WDIV or whatever its location, your name, call letters, or vice versa. And it's standard because everybody does it that way. All right, good, no problem. Yep.
No.
What? You want to read your story?
That's what I want to read.
I need another Thomas.
New Thomas. Tim will be Thomas.
Crystal story, Tim's Thomas.
Now know who won last Friday's Mega Million lottery drawing. Thomas Reynolds from Ypsilanti reported to the lottery office and laughed to claim his winning. Reynolds says winning has been a blessing to his family.
This is a dream come true. Now my family can pursue our dreams and help out generations of our family down the road. We are all very happy.
Thomas will get $47 million after taxes. He says he no longer plans to work as an English professor and plans on taking his family to Hawaii for a vacation in 2 weeks. Thomas also says after returning home from their vacation, he plans to buy a bigger home in northern Michigan and continue to enjoy his new fortune.
Get best supporting actors.
Best supporting actress.
Actor. Just take an initial reading on the Thomases are going.
I didn't know this was.
Any comments? Theories? Lead again?
We now know who won.
No.
Who's we?
Yeah, we.
We now know.
I'm circling that right now in my mind. I'm ready. Who is we?
Who are we? Let's talk about that for a second. Who are we? I mean, who is we?
Do we ever know who we is? Who am us anyway?
Who am us anyway?
These 2,000.
You got to work on that next
time. Okay. Thomas Reynolds from Islam.
No. First time you use the name of the story, you got to do what?
Tell who he is.
Lottery winning?
No.
Yeah,
you have
no
profession.
Thank you, Ryan. Let me do this. Thank you. I appreciate your help. I really, really do, bro. But I can't keep my thought where you're throwing out ideas. Not so bad necessarily, but I want my ideas, okay? One more time.
Thomas Reynolds from
Ypsilanti. No, it's got to be Ypsilanti's Thomas Reynolds, because the lead didn't tell me anything. If the lead said, like Minnie's did something like, Ypsilanti resident is the winner, then you could go with Thomas Reynolds. It's the name before the name. It's not the same sentence, but that's okay. So you flip that around. Keep going.
Reported to the lottery office in Lansing, declined his winning. Reynolds says winning has been a blessing to his family.
Minnie, see the difference? The advantage of that?
Yeah, can I ask you a question? Or wait till she says. Because, I'm a little confused about that. So before I actually go into the actuality, I can say, I can just add, will change his life, make it a full sentence. Right?
Yeah, that's a paraphrase. Yeah. That's basically what he's saying.
Well, then I go into what he's saying on the actuality.
No, you don't. You play it. I'm not saying it.
Okay, what?
It's on tape.
But I'm understanding it right? Asking. Okay.
What's your paraphrase again, Crystal?
Reynolds says Winnie has been a blessing to his family.
Okay, I mean, I suppose we could argue whether it's a dream come true as a blessing, but I'd go with that. That's fine. Close enough. You see what the difference is? Could you read your story again and just read it all, forget the actuality for a minute, just read it without the bottom, real quick.
We now know who won last Friday's Mega Millions Lotto drawing. Ypsilanti's Thomas Reynolds reported to the lottery office and last he proclaimed his winning. Reynolds says winning has been a blessing to his family. Actuality OC. Thomas will get $47 million after taxes. He says he no longer plans to work as an English professor.
That's fine. See how it all flows together? If the actuality doesn't play, you just keep on going. Story in hand. Okay. Going, Reynolds says, colon, you're stuck. If that actuality doesn't play, what do you do?
Okay. Well, I mean, that part I'm okay with.
Good. I think everything else in your story is fine. Paraphrase is good. Now we're going to leave, though. During that we thing. Leave another Thomas.
Wow.
Dang.
Can Thomas be a girl?
Yeah, Crystal did it a minute ago.
Thomas Cena.
Is it because it wouldn't be morning or something? Or is it
what?
Oh, I'm RJ, come on, man.
Mercy wants to be the next Thomas.
Mercy wants to be the next Thomas.
The star actress.
Mr. Washington will render unto us his version of the story. Merci. Will be the. Will tap into the French. The Frenchness of Thomas Reynolds.
So, not the silent actor.
Thomas.
So, not the silent actor. Was
the latest lottery winner is $47 million richer. Ypsilanti resident Thomas Reynolds is at the lottery office in Lansing for a press conference to talk about his winnings. Says he spent $5 on the tickets that day. A decision, he says, that can change his whole family's future. Mercy.
This is a dream come true. Now my family can pursue our dreams and help out generations of our family down the road. We are all very happy.
They plan on staying in the state, but may move into a bigger home in northern Michigan. Reynolds has no plans to return as U of M English professor. He's going on a Hawaii vacation in 2 weeks.
That's for mercy.
still sensing a Romney Santorum thing going on here.
I like trees.
Me too.
I like cars.
Lead again?
The latest lottery winner is $47 million richer.
That's true, but what don't we know? And what are we? Why are we most interested in the story, ladies and gentlemen?
Now we know who he is.
Same thing with crystals, probably. Now we know who won the lottery. Okay. Well,
so did it put it plenty in the league.
I mean, most people would be interested anyway, but we're more into, it's like the Gene Jr. story. Yeah, that's cool, the Rhodes Scholar thing, that's fine, it's handy, but the reason we're interested in this is because she's from this area. Okay? That makes us even more interested. Same thing here. Whoever wins the lottery, they cover it anyway. They cover it everywhere. But he's from Ypsilanti. So to answer your question, no, you don't have to put Ypsilanti in there. There's lots of ways you can do a local angle, I think, than Ypsilanti. But you need something in there. Second
Michigan
sentence.
Michigan man is $47 million for sure.
Well, Michigan is like Michigan in the E. coli
right,
story.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but you could be more specific than that. Michigan could be Bad Axe or it could be, you know, Calumet. I mean, you know, who knows?
So,
Mike Bell, Calumet? Recognition? Yeah, cool. Most people don't know where I'm talking about. What? Metro Detroit area? Washtenaw County? I mean, there's lots of ways to do it. Next sentence. That's up to you to figure out.
Okay. Tom Reynolds is at the lottery office.
That's not true. How do you know he's at the lottery office?
It says at lottery
office.
Oh. Let me
take his name. What do you need to know?
I'm guessing
it is.
I'm guessing.
Well, does it change the story? He's not at the lottery office?
No.
No. Keep going.
Okay. He says he spent $5 on tickets that day, a decision he says.
Now, what kind of punctuation do you have there? Spent $5 on tickets that day, a decision. Is that all one sentence?
Let me see here. It's my job.
It's my job, man.
It's counterproductive.
Not productive at all. Not at all.
Okay, so
you're going to go out into a business, man, that's going to chew you up. What do you want?
Okay. He says he spent $5 on tickets that day is one sentence. Next sentence is a decision he says.
Okay. Well, then you have to read it that way, Rich, because you're reading it all as it's one sentence.
Okay.
You've got to take a little pause.
Well, I said I had it as a whole sentence before. I'm just putting a period in. That's what I'm saying.
Well, then can we hear it again?
He says he spent $5 on tickets that day, period. A decision, he says, that can change his whole family's future.
Great. How many sentences do you have before the actuality?
Three right now, but I have to change the lead, so I got to take something out.
You have three?
Well, I'm saying I will have four. Because
you will have four. When you put that period in there, when you put the period back in there, which you should do, now you have four sentences, right?
Right, right.
So something's got to go because you
right,
only have three.
Right.
Okay. All right, Richard, sorry. So first line after the actuality.
They plan on staying. Reynolds and his family.
Right. After the actuality, you cannot refer to him as they or he. Why not? Judges, what are you thinking? We'll give you points for it. True or false? Your audience joins and leaves you all the time.
True.
Radio or television? Again, if they come in somewhere in the middle, even though you've identified them in the first part, that's great. They say he won't be. Who's he? So coming out of any actuality, you got to reestablish who that is.
Okay.
Keep going.
Reynolds and his family plan on staying in the state, but may move into a bigger home in northern Michigan.
Stop. Again, it's just the way you're wording it. If you say the state, you're assuming I know it's Michigan, right?
Because I established that before.
Okay. So why do you have to say northern Michigan? Why do you say up north? Plans on staying in the state, but moving to a bigger house up north.
Okay.
Next, I need someone, another Thomas. Or another, Monty what?
I have a question.
That concerns me. Because, I'm sorry.
Do I have to put last Friday in my story somewhere?
No.
It's reflex.
Yes.
Yes.
I do have to.
Or the most recent, I suppose you could say the most recent Mega Millions drawing, that would probably
okay.
You got to tell me, yeah, you got to give some kind of reference. I'm sorry, you're ordering what, the story or a Thomas?
I just got another question.
Another question.
I would like to read my story.
Okay, good, that's fine. I'll do it.
Should we say 45-year-old in which Professor Thomas from in our...
I think the age is important, yeah. 45 is a pretty innocuous age. I mean, it's not like he's 18 or 85 or anything like that, but I think that's something your audience wants to know.
Do we have to put his age?
I think that would be an important fact.
I thought you said we didn't need
that. No, I've never said that about his age. His wife's age, I thought.
Oh, his wife.
The lovely Anne, we don't need it. She doesn't even have to be there. Who cares? She's history anyway.
Yeah, she's divorced
anyway. So she just doesn't know it yet. The papers are still being drawn up. We'll read your story, RJ, and need another Thomas. No, all Brooklyn's is dying to be Thomas. No, we'll get to you. We'll get to you. We'll have time. It's all right. Well, put your hand down. You need to work on your whatever you need to work on here. Mr. Milton?
Yeah.
A Thomas?
Yeah.
Okay, well, hang on. Brooklyn's first. You're next. All right. RJ's reading the story, so you read Thomas,
yeah.
Right? You ready? You focused? Okay, here we go.
Can't wait for this.
He's a community resident of Michigan's newest millionaire. 45-year-old English professor Thomas Reynolds only spent $5 on tickets today he played, and last Friday found out he won the Mega Millions lottery drawing. After taxes, Reynolds will receive $47 million, and says he and his family are all very happy.
This is a dream come true. Now my family can pursue our dreams and help out generations of our family down the road. We are all very happy.
After the vacation, he says the family will stay in Michigan, but is considering moving to a bigger house up north.
Tell me about the story. Lead again. There you go. Good.
Now, would that be a Ypsilanti or an Ypsilanti?
An Ypsilanti. Fun. RJ?
45-year-old English professor Thomas Reynolds said, Thomas Reynolds only spent $5 on tickets the day he played, and last Friday found out he won the Mega Millions lottery drawing.
The medium.
After taxes, Reynolds will receive $47 million and says he and his family are all very happy.
What's the last three words of the actuality?
All very happy.
You gotta find a different way to say all very happy. They're elated. They're beyond. They're ecstatic. They are heavily inebriated.
Bursting at the seams.
They're overwhelmed.
Their cup
with inebriation.
Everything is
everything. Everything is beautiful. Now, you can't repeat it, because if you say it and then the actuality of plays, it sounds redundant. All right, sentence after the act, please. The sentence after the act.
Thomas says he no longer...
No, you may not use first names alone. Last name or some version of the title or identifying phrase, but never the first name alone. Who's Thomas? Thomas, way too familiar, way too cozy.
Thomas.
You can say anything you like, but you can't use the first name alone.
He says he no longer plans to... Reynolds says he no longer plans to continue working as a professor at U of M and is planning to take a flight to Hawaii and do it.
Is that the first reference to U of M?
Yeah.
University of Michigan.
University of Michigan, please.
Yep.
At University of Michigan, it is planning to take wife and son to Hawaii in
2 years. There you go. Now, you can't assume I'm going to get U of M from it, just because he's from Ypsilanti and all that. Again, you're letting your audience make up that, and you can't. You got to say
it.
You
can't say U of M?
No. First time, it's got to be University of Michigan. The second time can be U of M.
Sure.
Once you establish it's not the University of Massachusetts or the University of Mississippi or
Missouri
or whatever. You know.
Maryland.
Or Maryland. Nice place, Maryland. All right, I need another story, and who don't we hear from all of us?
We don't hear from you. We don't hear from you.
Yeah. Sweet. Mr. Milton is feeling the Thomas Reynolds thing, and so we'll do that. All right.
A University of Michigan English professor is now a millionaire. Thomas Reynolds won the Mega Millions lotto drawing last Friday. Reynolds says he is looking forward to seeing what this money can do for his family.
This is a dream come true. Now my family can pursue our dreams and help out generations of our family down the road. We are all very happy.
Reynolds no longer plans on working as a professor, but will stay in Michigan. He plans to take a trip to Hawaii to start off his week.
Corey's Thomas Reynolds sounded rather sedated to me. He had to call his doctor, like, give me something. Calm down.
The University of Michigan professor is now a millionaire.
Lee, that's good. Nice local angle to it. And again, his profession is interesting because it's not an everyday kind of a thing. I think it's kind of interesting. The next sentence.
Thomas Reynolds won the Mega Millions lotto drawing last Friday.
Next.
Reynolds says he is looking forward to see what this money can do for his family.
Okay, next sentence.
Reynolds no longer plans on working as a professor, but will stay in Michigan.
Yeah, you gotta tell me what he's gonna do with it. So, you first. I'm gonna sit down on the beach in Hawaii and just think for a while.
Sit on TV.
Yeah. Okay. So, does anybody have any question about
on the beach
your
in
story?
Yes. That's what millionaires do.
It is?
Can't use first names alone. That's a very common thing I see is that the first name's used by itself. Thomas. Can't do it. You got to paraphrase that actuality. Again, you cannot go into it simply with Reynolds says. You've got to paraphrase it. I know it's a challenge, but that's what we're about. Coming out of the actuality, please make sure you identify him by name again or by title. What else? I do think the age is important. I think people want to know how old he is. Anything else? I'm sorry, you had a question. I'm sorry.
Yep. No, I want to read mine.
All right, fine. I'll look it over. I'll do that and look at it.
Okay.
All right, so now before we go, we have about 30 seconds left. So now I need, by a show of applause, please, we need to know, not yet. You wonder why I snap at Rich?
Because Brian drove.
You got to go with the best comments. Wow, okay. Right. I love this part too. You get a ball of Gatorade. He is not here, but anyway, merci. Corey, good to see you. You like to see me in Brooklyn. All the way from New York, Brooklyn.
Corey, all day.
Mr. Milton, you have won the Thomas Reynolds competition.
Go, Bill.
You may have fallen into it.
That'd be funny
today. I'm taking more drugs.
You teach this class for 23 years, you have to be somewhat entertaining, or you just tick people off, or
you're
something. You've got to do something. You just can't stand up here, right? It doesn't work.
If I don't have his agent here at all, if I were to put it just in somewhere, like, after his name, if I said Thomas Reynolds, dot, 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 45, dot, dot, dot.
I'd circle and I'd say that's not broadcast style, dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot is a combo, right?
The ink has to go before the name, or...
Just say 45-year-old professor.
45 or stuff. I just put 45-year-old or whatever.
Gotcha. Midterm examination takes place at 10 o'clock, so come on back.
All right, just to make it clear about the wraparound thing, I'm sorry, I should have said that before. I normally don't give another week to work on them or to look them over. If you're happy with it, then it's fine. Just put it away. There's no homework for next week. I know. You're welcome.
That's exciting.
Bam! It is exciting. So excited it gets in here. I'll collect them next week. Next week on the program, by the way, the big lecture, the last really large lecture is on sources of news. And you'll have an in-class press conference next week.
Yay!
Sweet!
It'll be a newsmaker come in and make a statement, like at a press conference. You'll be able to ask questions and take notes. And then from your notes, you'll write a story. There won't be any handouts.
All right. Look at you step up the game. That's exciting. It makes me want to get a tape recorder.
That's next. Now, it's the midterm examination. 25 multiple choice questions designed to
confuse.
Make you just walk away going, what happened?
All the books and everything put away? Bar, you can't even notice. Still updating your Facebook page. And she has no time. Thank you. Personal communication devices need to be put away. Shut off, put on, done. Yeah, once we start the exam, you may not leave the classroom and come back into it. So there's something else you have to go do now with the other time to go do that. You may not leave and come back after we start. We have 45 minutes unless you complete this exam, and when you're done with it, you may leave. 45 minutes from now, you'll be back here.